Hello everyone, a very warm welcome to the Travel Podcast. It's so nice to have your company. My name is Hayley Sparks and this is the podcast where we talk about our favourite subject, which is travel. And this week I have got an amazing celebrity guest for you. Her name is Francine Lewis. She has been on our TV screens for the last 20 years. She absolutely smashed it on Britain's Got Talent and she is such an incredible impressionist. Francine Lewis, welcome to the Travel Podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me. How lovely to talk about one of my favourite subjects, actually, these days, travel.
Oh, well, I know you've had a really interesting career and I know you're always jet setting here, there and everywhere. But for anybody that hasn't come across you on TV, do you want to just tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Yes. So I'm Francine Lewis. I think a lot of people will remember me from Britain's Got Talent in 2013, which was an amazing opportunity for me to come back, basically. I was on telly in the late 90s doing lots of different TV shows like Generation Game. I was regularly on every week with Jim Davison and Melanie Stace. I was a team captain on a show called Night Fever on Channel 5. I did a show called Five's Company on Channel 5. I did lots of TV shows and it was amazing. And then I took time out really to have my family. And where I thought I would be, because I was so career driven and loved what I did, I thought I'd have my first child and it'd be like, here, mum, you look after the baby, I'll go back to work. But I became this really possessive mum and I didn't want to leave my little dolly because I had this little girl. It was just like a little doll for me and I just didn't want to leave her. And I just became suddenly, I think I lost a lot of my confidence. You know, all I could talk about was what Brooke was doing or anything mumsy. And I just lost everything, all my confidence. And then when I thought it was time to come back, I had Jake. I was doing things in between, don't get me wrong, I was doing voiceovers and little things here and there. And then I did a show after Jake called Very Important People on Channel 4. I really enjoyed it. It was in a sketch show, impressionist show, and I loved it. And then, you know, Britain's Got Talent came and said, would you come on the show? And I was like, absolutely not. I was like the biggest fan of Simon Cowell and the show, because that was a show me and my family watched all the time. I just thought, I just haven't got the confidence to do it. But you know what? It all worked out for the best. I'm pleased I did. It started a whole new career for me, a whole new audience, you know, because there's obviously the younger generation now that know me. And now we've got platforms like TikTok, and we didn't even have Instagram really when I was on Britain's Got Talent. It was Twitter. I remember getting my blue tick and being so excited. Had I been on the show now, I think it would have really blown up a lot more even. But it was absolutely the most incredible time.
Well, the judges all loved all of your impressions, didn't they? They were in absolute stitches because you were doing Cheryl Cole and Holly Willoughby and Katie Price and Doc Cotton and all of those big characters, weren't you?
Oh, you know what? I've been doing these impressions since so little. And for me, they're just like my party piece. So when I go out and I actually have a career from it, you know, from going, oh, Asher, you know, it's money, you know, I'm earning money from doing those silly voices. It's amazing, really. I just wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be, you know, a soap actress. But it just, you know, that's where my career took me. It made me a little bit different, a little bit more unique. And when I had the kids, when I was a little child, I never went on holiday, Hayley. My mum had a fear of flying. So we never got holidays as a kid, ever. And then I went at 16. I had my first holiday to Florida with my boyfriend and his family. And it was like the most amazing thing I'd ever experienced. So when I had my children, I really wanted to make sure that they had those memories. They had those holiday memories.
Did you go anywhere in the UK when you were a child as your mum didn't want to fly?
Yeah, we did. We'd go to Kent to a hotel. Oh, you know, we did like little maybe couple of weekends here and there. Bournemouth, we did Bournemouth a lot. Bournemouth was it's still my happy place. I love it there. But no, we never travelled on an aeroplane. I think that's why I'm so now just love going abroad, because it's like when you can't have sweets as a kid, then all of a sudden you want them. I wanted to make sure with my children that I made sure we had, you know, a nice family holiday every year that the kids would remember.
Have they travelled ever since they were really young, or did you wait to take them away when they were a certain age, or
Yeah, well, funny enough, with Brooke, I remember she was about 15 months because, or maybe slightly older, I had a job in Benidorm and I took her with me. So that was the first time she flew. And then actually, we took her on our honeymoon. So she was about, when we got married, she was about three. She came to Portugal on our honeymoon with us. And that was the first time she had a proper holiday. So she was about three, and I think Jake was about two when he had his first holiday. We went to Cyprus.
So traveling with children, what would you say to other parents that might find that a little bit daunting? Do you think it's maybe easier than you think? Or,
well, I found it a little bit difficult when they were very little, because I used to panic. Oh my god, you know, with all their little foods and all their medicines and all that, I took way too much. Like, my husband would be like, oh my god, Fran, I can't take all this stuff. So I was an overpacker, just making sure they had everything, you know, just in case. You forget there are shops on holiday. So I probably used to overstress, but to be honest, now doing these holidays, you realize there's shops everywhere. It really doesn't matter. So I just love the excitement when you take your little ones away, how excited getting on the plane is and doing all those things. Like, going on holiday now is nowhere near as exciting because, you know, the kids are older. I get really excited still, though. But it's a different holiday, whereas everything was about the kids, making sure they enjoyed it. They loved being, you know, it was different.
And have they continued that love of travel now they're older? Do they still really enjoy going away?
My son does. My daughter hasn't actually been away for 3 years, and she's coming away with us to Tenerife in 6 weeks' time. And this is the first time she's flying for a few years. And she is a little bit nervous, and I don't want her to be nervous because, as I said, it stopped my mum from ever having, you know, a holiday all through her life because of her fear of flying. So I don't want that to be a situation for Brooke. So I'm hoping she'll love the holiday. She'll be absolutely fine on the plane, and she'll start, you know, going away a lot more, because it is important to travel, especially before she settles down and has children, because it is different. You can't just jet set. And I've always wanted to go to the Maldives. I've never done it. And I'm hoping, you know, I will be able to do that one day, because that's a holiday destination that I'd love to do.
It's really on your bucket list. Let's talk about some of your favourite destinations. Let's start with the UK. So you mentioned Bournemouth. Is that one of your sort of top recommendations for a UK break?
100%. It's my happy place. I mean, I love Bournemouth. I think you've got everything there. You've got the seaside, you've got the lovely, you know, pier and the rides. And there's something about Bournemouth that's just so special. Maybe because I've been going since I was a little, you know, girl, and I've always taken my kids there. I do think a lot of the seaside resorts towns now have gone a little bit more downhill. Even when I went to Brighton, it's not the same as it used to be. But I do. I love Bournemouth. I'd highly recommend it there. I love the Cotswolds. Absolutely love the Cotswolds. It's so relaxing, and there's always so much to do. We've been to quite a few places in the UK. I mean, Cornwall's amazing. Everyone knows, you know, if you go to, it's a long way to sort of get in the car and travel to, but it's lovely. There's quite a lot of UK destinations that are fantastic, and you don't have to go abroad. You know, if you've got the weather, if it's summertime, why not travel in the UK? There's loads of nice places and nice hotels. Like, we've been to some lovely hotel spas that we've really enjoyed. And then, you know, wherever you are, there's always places around that you can go and visit. So
there's so much on our doorstep, really, isn't there? But Bournemouth actually is somewhere that I'm looking forward to going to this year. I don't think I've ever been there. And we met a lovely couple on our last weekend away in the Cotswolds that lived in Bournemouth and have invited us to go and stay with them. So, but it sounds absolutely beautiful. So I'm glad to hear that you love it so much as well.
Love it. Love it. We're actually going this weekend for a couple of nights. It's just a nice place to get away and go to when you just want a getaway. And, you know, as I say, you've got everything there. There's everything.
Do you stay in hotels when you go away? Do you Airbnb, or where do you like to stay?
Usually a hotel. We have done Airbnb when there's been a few of us. Like, if we've gone away for a family trip, as in with other family members, then we tend to maybe get an Airbnb. But for us, we just stay, yeah, in a hotel. We always used to stay in Bournemouth at this hotel called the Carlton. Unfortunately, it has got a bit downhill and it is a bit like 40 Towers now. But I still love it because my memories are there. But you know something? I've been to the Premier Inn in Bournemouth and it's lovely. You're on top of everything, all the shops, all the restaurants. So I really recommend the Premier Inn, to be honest.
That's a great tip, actually. And I've experienced that. I've gone away. There's a Premier Inn on the outskirts of Milton Keynes and it overlooks the lake. And we had a little balcony room overlooking the lake. And we stayed one Christmas. I think we stayed from like Boxing Day onwards for two nights. And the room was something like £40 a night with a lake view. And it was this amazing Premier Inn and the beds were really, really comfortable. So it's great to know that the one in Bournemouth is good because that's a massive saving if you can stay at a nice one, isn't it?
100%. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, you won't be disappointed. You'll have a fantastic time.
Oh, brilliant. And let's talk about your recent holidays. Did you go to Portugal? Because I know that's a place that you seem to really love and you mentioned a few times.
I went to my husband's brother lives there and they've got the most beautiful house and it is absolutely lovely. So we went to stay with them recently, actually, and I couldn't believe I left England. It was so cold and we got there and the sun was shining. It was just so nice. Portugal is absolutely lovely. It's a 2.5 hour flight and you're never going to be disappointed there. Again, you've got so much to do in Portugal. It's definitely somewhere. If you said to me, where would you, like, if you didn't live in the UK, where would you get a second, or if you just wanted a second home, where would it be? I think it would be Portugal because it's so near and yet you get beautiful weather, food's fantastic, and we do know family there, so it does help.
Because weren't you last there in the winter time? Because I remember looking at your stories on social media and the weather looked amazing and it was so cold back here and I wasn't expecting Portugal to be that warm at that time of year.
Yeah, I was shocked as well. It was lovely. They don't get much, they don't get really bad weather there, which is quite incredible. We had a really, really nice time. But when you're staying with other people, it's a different holiday. We tend to do, our holidays tend to be a lot of resorts and we don't leave that resort. We don't really go out and kind of sightsee. And we have decided this year for our main holiday, we are going to do that. We're going to go to Italy and we're going to travel. We're going to drive and we're going to stop off in France, stop off in Switzerland, and we're going to travel around Italy because I've only been to Venice in Italy and I must admit I loved the whole culture, so I want to see more of it. So we're going to do it that way. We're going to drive and do it totally different.
Oh wow, well what's inspired you to do that? If you're normally, do you say you go to resorts and do you just normally like to relax and not do too much on a holiday?
Yeah, we do. I just love being by a pool, sitting. We always try with the kids to go all inclusive because that way if they order drinks and leave them and order food and leave them, it doesn't matter because it's all inclusive. So we've always tried to do an all inclusive and it's very relaxing. You know, I just like to go on holiday, relax, eat nice food. But I think we've got to a point now. It's also nice to do a bit of sightseeing. So we've decided we want to see more of Italy. We want to go to Florence and Tuscany and do all those things you do and go to the little pizza area, you know, like just, you know, those little pasta places that you wouldn't get on a resort. So we're going to do it this way. When we went to America, we did like that. We travelled. We had a car and we travelled and we saw, you know, LA. We saw San Diego. We did it like that and it was really nice, whereas all our other destinations has been in a resort. We went to Portugal as well. We went to experience the restaurants there and but generally we do a resort.
Well, it's nice to mix it up a little bit and I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with going away and just relaxing, because when life is so fast paced and people find it hard to switch off sometimes. For some kind of holiday makers, a really lovely resort is what people want. They don't necessarily want to be exploring, walking around. They just want to relax, read a book, sunbathe and switch off. But it's interesting that you're doing things slightly differently this year. And who does the driving, Francine? Will it will be your husband Joel, or do you do some?
It's going to be hubby, but I'm a bit like Hyacinth Bouquet. Like, you know, mind on my lamppost. Oh, this, you know, I'm always saying, oh my God, you know, like, so I don't know what I'm going to be like. I'll probably have to take Valium. But I think it will be fun. I get his point. I think it'll be fun doing the stop offs because we're taking. My son is very into his geography and very into traveling. Oh my God, Jake knows every capital of every country. He's brilliant at, so it's him that wants to kind of see these different countries. I have to be honest, I've never been one to be a traveller in the way of, I don't feel I need to go to Hong Kong, or I need to go to, you know, Thailand. I'm very much, I know the sort of countries I like to visit. Like, I fell in love with Dubai. I went to Dubai last year and I fell in love with it. And actually, if I could only holiday there every year, I'd be quite happy.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it. I think we also did Abu Dhabi. I just love the Middle East. I think your service, you're not going to get better service. You're not going to get better food. You're not going to get better cleanliness, safety. It's just... It has everything.
I agree. We had a podcast a few weeks ago, Sally Jacks, my friend who's also works in TV, and she said exactly the same. She said, if you don't go to the Middle East at least once in your lifetime, you are missing out. And she also made the point that once you have holidayed in the Middle East, she said it's very difficult because nothing else compares. Because a 5-star in the Middle East is another level of luxury, and as you say, the cleanliness, the service, they're just so immaculate, aren't they? They are literally perfect.
Second, so honestly, I crave it all the time. All I think about is, because when I went to Dubai, you really only get half bored in Dubai. So we just went, me and Joel, when we went there, and that was fine because it doesn't bother me if I'm having a big breakfast. I don't need lunch and dinner, you know. But when you're going with kids, I do recommend an all-inclusive, which you don't get many in Dubai. So we tried Abu Dhabi and it was just as beautiful. You know, where we stayed was absolutely amazing. So I think, yeah, I just think when you go to the Middle East, you are not going to be disappointed. I totally agree with that. You're going to get the weather. You're going to get everything you need and more.
And a relatively short flight as well. And I think they're really great destinations, especially if you want to get away when it's the worst of the worst over here. So your Januarys, your Februarys, and you just get to that point where it's just so cold and miserable. They're really good options if you don't want to go too far as well.
Yeah, definitely. No, I highly recommend it. I love it. I loved it, you know, just everything about it. So yeah, I would love to do that once a year. Have that relaxing holiday. But I think this will be fun doing something because we loved America. When we had a car and we traveled from, like, as I say, we stayed in LA for a few nights. So we got to experience, you know, all the studios. And then we got to experience Beverly Hills and Hollywood and did all of that. And then we went to Anaheim and experienced Disney World, which was absolutely amazing. If you've got children, oh, it was just incredible. And then we went and drove to San Diego, which has the biggest zoo in the whole world. So we experienced it all really in a couple of weeks. And we had probably one of the most, if you ask my children what's the most memorable holiday, they would say that, because we did so much. Yeah, it was just so lovely. I mean, there's so many aspects of America I love. I just love the whole, everyone's so friendly. I love the food, it's just amazing. The only thing you worry about is the safety aspect in America. That is the only thing that I never felt 100% safe, because you just don't know, do you? There's so many shootings there, everyone's got guns. So where it used to be a place where I thought I'd want to live, especially when I was younger, I always thought, I want to go to America and I want to be an actress in America and be a soap star, or, you know, a Hollywood actress. I wouldn't want to do that now. I actually wouldn't want to do it now. I wouldn't want to bring my kids up there.
Maybe Portugal instead.
Again, another safe country, really safe.
No, I think it is a really safe destination, very, very family focused as well in Portugal. And I think when you do have children, a short 2.5 hour flight, especially if they're little, is nice. If they don't travel that well on the plane and they get a little bit tired and frustrated, knowing it's only 2.5 hours is quite comforting, isn't it?
Yeah, as well. Definitely. I think so.
And let's talk about your holiday tips and tricks. Do you have any sort of rituals, like what you like when it comes to getting to the airport? Do you like to get there early? Do you shop? Do you relax? Or are you a bit of a last minute girl?
No, I like to get to the airport early. I really do. It's something I love doing because I do love to look around the shops. I love to make time to look around the shops, get all my little bargains, you know, at the airport when I need my makeup and things. And then I like to just sit down, have something to eat. And yeah, take it really. I hate the rush. I hate getting to the airport late and then you're in a rush and then, you know, you're on the plane. No, I like to experience the whole thing. So I definitely like to get to the airport early. I'm always one of those, I get really excited when I'm going on holiday. Hubby's totally different. He's not excited until he's there. I think because he's always stressed about, because he's always holding the passports and doing all the check-ins and all those kind of things. I think he gets a little bit more nervous and he just wants to get there, you know, and it takes him a couple of days to switch off, you know, from work. And whereas I'm just excited, I can't wait.
Do you plan ahead, Francine? Do you order like new outfits when you go away? Is that a whole part of the build-up to the holiday? Is it like getting ready? Is it the packing? Is it the whole thing that you actually really enjoy?
Yeah, I do. And it depends where I'm going. When I, you know, if I'm just going, so we're going to Tenerife in 6 weeks. I've got to be honest, I've got loads of bikinis. I've got loads of clothes. I won't probably order that much. I might order 2 new bikinis because I always like to have a couple of new things. And I might just get a couple of new little, I always love a new travel outfit. So whatever, whenever I go away, I like to wear something new on the plane. That's my ritual. I'll probably get my clothes out a week before and start planning. I do like to plan it and make sure I'm not getting stressed about the packing, because it does stress you out packing, you know, makeup and everything else. You just want to have everything and it's difficult. So you need to prepare. I always write little notes.
Oh, do you? Little post-it notes so you don't forget to pack things.
Yeah, my little tips are make notes for yourself. The worst, again, there are shops, but no one wants to start shop. You do so much shopping before you go away that no one wants to shop once they're on holiday. I just can't be bothered with it. I just want to get it done and take everything I need before I go. So I make little notes for myself. Yeah, I get everything out on the bed maybe a week or a few days before. In Dubai's case, it was a month. But yeah, that's I do. I like to prepare.
That is a good way to take the stress out of it, I think, if you do have the time to get organised. And then that sense of thinking, yep, yeah, I know I've planned, I've written notes, I've written everything down. I have to do that because I find as a woman, I know I've actually got a suitcase in the room that I'm recording because the Not Just Travel team are away next week. We're in Fuerteventura and I'm very excited. So I've started my sort of gradual packing process. But as a woman in particular, I can't pack things like hair straighteners or makeup until I put them in the case the morning that I leave my house, because I'll be needing them. So that's why I will always write a little note that will say, you know, hair straighteners or bottle of water or something that I will need to get last minute from the fridge or things like that. So I don't forget to put those last minute bits in my case.
Definitely. So it's always good to make notes. And do you know what the biggest stress of going on holiday is? Getting everything done. You want to make sure your nails are done, your toes are done, your waxing's all done, your hair is that tinted. And I think it's all those things that I stress about. I think, oh God, I have my diary then. I think, right, okay, well, I'm going this day, so I need to get my hair done. I need to get the colour done on that day. I need to, you know, it's a lot of preparation. It's not just something you can, I think if I travelled a bit more, maybe I'd just be, or oh, whatever, and just go. But because I don't, it's a big deal for me.
Oh, that's nice though, because you are going away a few times a year. As you say, it is that does have that special occasion feel, like it's Christmas, like you say, you want your hair done, you want your nails done, or whether you're getting a spray tan or a wax and things like that, because it must feel really, really special. And that's nice, because it just shows that you appreciate it and you don't just sort of take for granted sort of hopping on a plane every 5 minutes. You actually really, it sounds like you really enjoy the lead up to the holiday, which if it's just when you're there, you're enjoying it. It's over quite quickly. But if you're actually getting excited before you go, it prolongs the pleasure, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. No, I do. I get really excited before I go on holiday. And like, even when we book it, I'm just like, I love it. I love to know that I've got something booked in. It keeps you going, you know. And now I'm, you know, now the kids are getting older. I said to Joel, I've never been like a somebody who wants to travel here, travel there. But I just, when I would like somewhere, I want to travel a bit more. That's why I want to see more of Italy, because I feel like that way, if I want to, we want to go to Italy a little bit more, you know, we can, that'd be nice. And yeah, I do want to go to the places I love to go. I want to go a bit more.
I'm just do you do that? You discover somewhere you like Portugal, for example, and then once you found somewhere that suits you, or like Dubai, you'll then aim to go back and see a little bit more of it each time.
Yeah, that's what I want to do more of. You know, it's not been easy, you know, with children and whatever, and but it's definitely important to make memories. I just think holidays are so important.
I agree. I absolutely do. And have you got any other trips coming up this year?
Do you know what? We've got Tenerife in 6 weeks, then we've got our whole Italy road trip. And then I'm sort of really nagging like Joel, because my sister's going off back to this hotel we went to in Dubai that I loved. And I'm kind of like hoping that we could get a winter holiday, because Jake would have left school by June. And so that makes my life a little bit easier. I haven't got to worry anymore about, you know, going in holiday time, and I'm a bit more free. So I'm kind of thinking I want a winter holiday. If I don't get one between, you know, this going, I think we'll do Italy August. If I don't get one between, I'd like to do January or February at least. You know, I want a winter holiday. So that's what I'm aiming for. But yeah, all I want now is to do more traveling. I really do.
When you're on holiday, do people recognise you sometimes and ask you to do some of your impressions? Or because you're in other countries, do you normally get left alone?
Well, weirdly enough, when I went to America, I couldn't believe how many people, because I went to LA on my own it was a work opportunity after Britain's Got Talent. And as soon as I arrived, I couldn't believe the people that, you know, at the hotel greeting me were so excited to meet me, because you see, Britain's Got Talent's global and it goes all around the world. So you do get recognised. It's really crazy. And obviously you see British people on holiday, you know, and I was in Abu Dhabi not long ago. There was British people that recognised me, because, you know, you get Brits everywhere, don't you, really? So yeah, it's kind of nice. But I don't mind it, even if I was Beyonce and people. I think it's so nice when people come over and they want a picture or they want to talk, you know. It's nice.
And do people have requests, like what do people ask you to say, or do they ask, oh, can you do any of your activities?
They do. They always say, oh, can you do an impression for me? Or can you do a little message for my, you know, my friend or my mum or my kid or whatever, you know, if I video you, would you mind just sending a message in the voice of Katie Price or whatever? So you do get that a lot. Yeah.
I was going to say, is Katie Price your most requested impression?
I would say her and Stacey Solomon, weirdly enough. Yeah, everyone loves the Price. I don't know why, but I love it. Who loves a bit of Stacey? Oh my God, I'm like famous all over the world. Yeah, so everyone does, you know. It's kind of crazy, but yeah, I don't mind it. I've been doing them since I was a kid, always entertaining me. I've got, so I just do it. I don't care.
Oh, I love that. And just so natural. It's just so effortless. Just like one second you're Francine and the next minute you just turn into someone completely different, which I just think is fantastic. Francine, it's been so lovely to chat to you. Where can people find you? Because for people that love your impressions, I know that you're always taking off like the reality stars, aren't you, and doing impressions of the people from Love Island. Yeah, so share everyone your social media so people can follow you and watch you.
Okay, so please watch all my stuff now. I put on TikTok, which is Francine Lewis Official. My Instagram's also at Francine Lewis Official. And also YouTube, Francine Lewis TV. I've got all my stuff on YouTube, so you can see me on there. But a lot of all my new stuff goes on TikTok now, more so than any other platform.
Oh, amazing. And the ITVX show, Deepfakes, is it called?
Neighbour Wars, yes. I mean, we're waiting to hear on a second series. It would be lovely to do some more of that because it was good fun. So, yeah, who knows? We're just waiting to hear. But, you know, I pop up here and there. I do some stuff on Great British Radio, which on The Breakfast Show, using all my voices and doing all sorts of weird and wonderful things. So, and to be fair, I never know what I'm doing from one day to the next. And I quite like that about what I do. It's nice. But I would love to do a bit more acting. So I've got a good acting agent now. So we'll just wait and see what happens.
Well, Francine, you're so talented. You're so glamorous and gorgeous. Thank you so much for sharing all of your travel tips. Bournemouth sounds fantastic. You really inspired me. I really hope you have a fantastic time when you go to Italy. I think you'll really, really love that. And I can't wait to see what you do next. So please, everyone, do follow Francine. Check her out on her social media. She will have you in stitches with all her incredible impressions. And of course, you can keep track of all her travels as well. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Hayley. It's been lovely speaking to you today.
Thank you so much for listening to the Travel Podcast with Francine Lewis. We'd be so grateful if you could share, like, and review this podcast. Thanks again, and I will see you next week for another episode.